Hello, everyone, and welcome to the April 8th, 2018 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for April 8th to April 15th and beyond? But before beginning, a little reminder to viewers to please help out covering the costs of keeping this weekly report going. Just click on the link at the end of the video to make your donation. Thanks. There's actually not much changing in the zodiac this week, but by the time we get to the middle of the month, a lot of things will be shifting. We are now in the last phase of the Mercury retrograde period, which ends on Sunday, April 15th, with Mercury at 10 degrees Pisces. As Mercury comes to the end of its retrograde, it is slowing down in the zodiac. This coming weekend, Mercury will appear to be motionless in the heavens, a condition aptly called stationary. In astrology, stationary planets are considered powerful. Therefore, the significations of Mercury will be accentuated. But even though it is strengthened by being stationary, Mercury in Pisces is still in its sign of debilitation. This is not the same as the retrograde condition, which actually distorts the planet's significations. Instead, when debilitated, a planet is weakened. So, with Mercury, that means rational thinking is not as logical as might be otherwise. Pisces is a water sign based in the emotions. Pisces is a receptive sign, but this makes Mercury vulnerable to not just feelings, but also ideas from others. On the other hand, the access to the feeling world means this combination could be used for intuitive thinking, fuzzy logic, which may even bring inspiration. Mercury will work its way through Pisces in about 3 weeks, finally exiting that sign and moving into Aries on May 9th. On the same day that Mercury ends its retrograde phase, there will be a new moon at 1 degree, almost 2 degrees, of sidereal Aries. Note that the new moon will be in close conjunction with Uranus, meaning that the coming lunar month carries with it the energy of Uranus, the planet of unexpected events, freedom, and rebellion, as well as the potential for realization. And this is in the sign Aries, the sign of the pioneer, the adventurer. The Uranus energy of inspiration in Aries, the sign of initiative, gives all the rebellious types a boost for this lunar month. Oh yes, in the USA chart, this is happening in the fifth house of children, students, teachers, and schools. So, likely more protests and demonstrations during the coming weeks. The Aries new moon happens once a year, and it is an important new moon because it occurs right at the beginning of the zodiac. This new moon initiates the Hindu lunar month Vishak, named for the lunar sign of the full moon Vishaka, a sign associated with setting goals and achieving victory. Except that, this year, the Aries lunation has its culmination in the previous nakshatra, Swati, which has a rather more elevated meaning. Swati's image, or symbol, is a young plant being buffeted by the wind. This implies having to bend to the circumstances, in other words, to find compromise. Swati is associated with Hanuman, the monkey-faced demigod much revered in Hindu mythology due to his courage and virtuous behavior. So, maybe this month we will be inspired to do the right thing. Saturn is about to begin its yearly retrograde phase on April 18th. Each year, Saturn goes retrograde for about 4 months. about to begin a retrograde phase means that Saturn is stationary now, in other words, appearing to hang motionless in the zodiac. Since Saturn is considered to be a natural malefic in Vedic astrology, and stationary planets are strong, this is not a good thing. Fortunately, Saturn is not making direct contact with any other planet in the zodiac at this time. Mars was conjunct Saturn at the beginning of April, but Mars is now past the exact conjunction and is pulling away from Saturn. So, what happens when Saturn is stationary? The planet of delay and limitation is more powerful than usual. Obviously, this is a frustrating experience for those who are impatient to move forward. But Saturn is also endurance and persistence. Thus, you can use this energy of patience and perseverance to see your way to an eventual result. In a personal chart, if Saturn is conjunct or opposite a natal planet, this can be a problematic time for the significations of that planet. Here's an example of one of my favorite charts, Donald Trump. Turns out Saturn is stationary in near exact opposition with his natal Mercury. Trump's natal planet of rational thinking is being boxed in and opposed by the energy of the planet of restriction. Saturn is the planet of the establishment, now especially strong and in opposition to his natal planet of ideas and reasons. A recent example. Trump wants to withdraw all American troops from Syria, but is facing pushback from the U.S. military establishment. Poor POTUS. Looks like it's going to be a rough couple of weeks for him. Okay, that's it for this episode of What's Coming Up. And now, before leaving you my little pitch for donations, if you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, you can help support it by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.